Mesiras Nefesh. Okay, Shmaitza. We're learning Shmaitza. It's Wednesday night, Or L'Chav Zayin, Mar Cheshvan, Tavshanayin Hay. And we're in Shmaitza Zayin. We're in the middle of Perek Yud Zayin. We'll go back very, very quickly. I don't know, maybe we won't. I don't know. Wait, what's this? Hello? Harav Chaim Malinowitz, Harav Chaim Malinowitz, Shlita, and call me in 2 hours. Goodbye. In 2 hours. That's my Rosh Pastor, and I can't mess with him. Okay, so he brought a remark. Maybe we'll go over it outside, then we'll pick it up from inside. He's talking about Kanimsa Kanhoya. We talked about it, the concept, and he brings down a remark that is learns out Isser from Tumah, just like Noga Be'echad Balayla, you say Kanimsa Kanoya, he was dead the whole night, and when he touched him earlier in the evening, he was also dead. So the Ramah learns out Isser from Tumah, and then the Shmaitza says, you know, the Achrenim use this Chazaka, he calls it, we explained it also, in terms of a form of Chazaka. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmir. He says that can't be. Says the Shmaitzer from Tosfos and Nida Dav Beis. You see, it's a chumrah by truma v'kachim. It's only a chumrah, and it's only by truma v'kachim. Otherwise, you follow chazaka d'meikara across the board. Kanim to Kanoya looks at it now and extrapolates from the now. He says no, that's not the case. He brings a raya from Nida from Beis Hillel that even if you hold me pekida l'pekida, that she, you say maybe she saw dam back to the last time that she checked and she was clean, but that's only a chumra for truma v'kachim, not even the gabi baila. But the Shmaita says it's true. I have to admit, from the Ramban and the Book of Yosef, we're going to see that you do say kanim sekanhoya across the board. There's a story of Mr. Yitzchak Reish Galusa that went from Kurtov to Asbamya, and he died in Asbamya, but they didn't know for sure that this is that guy that they know from Kurtov. But they know, but they have a guy that went from Kurtov and Asbamya, and his name was Yitzchak Reish Galusa, and he died. So Abaye says, you are chayshish for two Yitzchak Reish Galusas. He brings a raya from a get, a story with the Kolunya Mosa, a guy Angeloi. Akaponim Yechayshish, that there's another fellow. And Rava says no. And Rava brings a raya, Rava fancies the raya, they just did it, lekovid the shoyel. But they really weren't Chayshish. And Rava says, you have the two shtaras, a case of two shtaras with names in it. So you're not Chayshish for someone else. The Ramban explains the machlokes that Abaye holds, that it's Shayoras Mitsuyas, so you're always Chayshish for two Yosef ben Shimons. And Rava says, Kanimsa Kanoya, that's what Rava holds. Since Adam say that this guy went from Kurtov to Asbamya, so there's a kanimsa kanoya that this is the way it is. You don't say other people were there and other people went and other people left. So we'll pick it up from there.
Kanimsa kanoya, how does that fit in that case? Just quickly. No, just not that simple.
If you know that a guy named Yisro Galusa went from place A to place B and the Adam were mayor, so even if you don't know that this is that guy, it's like the finding a body in the Govar Royals. It's like, so you say nothing new ended the picture. You have a framework, you have a picture, you have a travel log from Kurtov to Asbamya, you have a guy Yitzchak Galusa. So you don't say that the Yitzchak Galusa of Asbamya that you know, he disappeared. And this is someone else. And you don't say that. That's the type of chazaka kanemsa kanoya. You don't introduce new elements into the framework that exists.
It's kind of like saying we're not Chayshish for a coincidence, right?
For what?
Coincidence.
Well, sort of, yeah. Well, we're not Chayshish that a new, I like to think of it, we're not Chayshish that a new element has been introduced into the equation. And that guy disappeared and punked someone else with that name appeared.
And they know it's his name who died.
They do know that, they know. They don't know that it's that guy. Everybody knows Pesach Chaplin.
Yeah, the name.
Yeah, yeah. He had in a while, he had his Tudas Zehut. So, we're going to pick up the Shmaitza in the text from Omnom Lani Yizdaiti. Divrei Ramban Yisporesh B'chadei Shelo Tikshe Klal L'Mashe Kosav. Meaning the Ramban says that we paskel like Rava, and Rava's Shita is Kanimsa Kanhoya, that's Pshat and Rava. But that's, and you're going Lakula, you're saying that's the guy that died. So what about the Mesachas Nida, where it says it's only a Chumra by Chumah V'Kotchim, and here you're saying it by Yisurim, A, and B, you're saying it Lakula. So the Shmaitz is going to deal with that. Omnam Lanias Daiti, you have it everybody? Omnam Lanias Daiti, Divi Ramban Yisporesh, B'chadei Shelo Tikshe Klal, L'mashek Asavdu, from the Sugi at the beginning of the Mesachas Nida. B'nei, B'nemukhi Yosef, Perek Yisha Shalom, Hikshal Divi Ramban, and Iskorim, or the Kaimel and Karova Bezeh. The Nebuchad Yosef has a different problem with Ramban. His problem is that if Rava's reason is Kanimsa Kanhoya, and we paskin like Rava, Vimu Mitam Kanimsa V'Kanhoya, Ari Iker Din Zeb Perek Amad, there are these sugi of Kanimsa Kanhoya, and the Gemara's parlance? Of Kanimsa Kanhoya is the sugi at the end of Amadir, which we're going to have to learn again to fully understand the upcoming Shmaitza. But he says that's what a sugi is, and doesn't work out. Frekten Muki Yosef. Gesham lo kaimel on Karava. Their Rava Grada holds indeed Kanimsa Kanhoya. Good old Rava. He doesn't say Kanimsa Kanhoya in the Aspam Yakurtava case. That's the Ramban's explanation. But he says, wait a second, we pass them like Rava here, and if the Ramban's correct, Frekten Muki Yosef, that the explanation of Rava is Kanimsa Kanhoya, but when you get to Amadir and you go through that Machloikas Rava and Ravashi, where Rava Befeirish says Kanimsa Kanhoya, and Ravashi argues with him, and Ravashi doesn't hold of Kanimsa Kanhoya, and there we pass on like Ravashi. So this is a bit of a problem, Frekten Muki Yosef. Here we're passing like Rava, and the Ramban says Rava's reasoning here in Yevamos is Kanimsa Kanhoya. But in Amadir, where Beferish Rava says Kanimsa Kanhoya, we paskin like the other Mamdi Amar Ravashi, who rejects the Chazaka, we'll call it, of Kanimsa Kanhoya. That is the Nemuki Yosef's Kasha. You look puzzled.
No, the whole sugya is my brain is just having trouble with those.
Kanimsa Kanhoya is very, very difficult. Maybe we should learn the Rav Shimon on it. He's not gonna, I think we did pretty good in explaining its, as best as, it's a type of chazaka. Vayin Shom to the Mukiyais of answers. He says, Shekos of the Chalik bin Issa Lamomen. He says, Vayin Shom Shekos of the Chalik bin Issa Lamomen. Vadafka Gabi Issa Samchinan al Haisvara the Kanimsa, Avalobim Momen Ayin Shom. A little counterintuitive. The Shmaitz is going to explain in the Muki Yosef in a moment. He says, by Isser, you will say Kanimsa Kanhoya. And remember, we're saying it Lakula even. And by Mamin, you want to be Motsi Mamin, you want to Paskin a Mamanistic Ashaila. That's harder to do. And that the Chazak of Kanimsa Kanhoya is not going to be. So he doesn't really elaborate. It's not good for Mamanists. Now the Shmaitz is going to ask a kasha and say, or the Neidavihuda is going to ask a kasha and say a teretz. It's going to come out, giving away the Neidavihuda's answer already. But the Neidavihuda is going to ask a kasha and it's going to come out that the Muki Yosef means you can't be motzi mom from the muchsa. But if you read the Muki Yosef, it really just sounds like he's being mechalik between Isser and mom. For Isser you do say it, and for mom you don't say it. So the Neidavihuda asks, Ubichuvas noy de Bihuda, remember we're being makil by Yisrael, we're being makil. Ubichuvas noy de Bihuda, Hikshal Divri Anamukhi Yosef, Shemachalik bin Yisrael, the moment. To Agabi Sheela, Bagabi Simonim, Mahani Yosef, the moment. Right, you give back an Aveda to Simonim. But by Yisrael, the Gemara in Eilu Metzias says, do you give back a get to Simonim? Not so clear to the Gemara. That's one case. Also, Sheil, if you're Cheshish, to the guy lent his clothing. You'll give back an Aveda if it's in a Kli, and the guy gives a Simon on the Kli. but you won't identify a person based on his kelim, on his begadim, because you say maybe he lent it to someone else. You won't say maybe a guy owned a kli and gave it and lent it to someone else, and that person put his peros in it. You don't. You give back peros with the siman on the kli, but you don't identify a person based on the siman on his kelim, on his begadim. So agabi shela v'agabi simon and mahani yosef b'momin. That helps by Mormon and not by Yisurim. V'im came adar Rabba. Mormon killay me Yisurishesis. That's the noy to be Yehuda's child. Those two cases, from the case of She'ela and the case of Zichlal Simon. Because of the Yashay, the noy to be Yehuda answers. He said the kavonas on the book of Yosef, the mechalik bein Yisur the Mormon, is dafki lahotzi Mormon mecheskasa. Chomer Yosef b'Yeshasish. If you have kulos b'Yeshasish, maybe Mishum Iguna. So you know, when Rabbanan are deciding the rules of clarification, of finding something out, it's really Rabbanan that made up the rules. Right? So they just, right? You could rely on this for identification. Right? So they were make up b'Yeshasish more than to be Motsi Mami. Avo behind the Kosul Toysus, the Lechashin on the Sheila, but now if you remember, any. The Yehuda's two kashas are both from a Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda is not called being Motzi Mamon from a Muchsuk. The guy that found it is not a Muchsuk. He knows it's not his. He's looking who to give it back to. So, although it's Mamonis, but it's not Motzi Mamon from a Muchsuk, so that's why you can be more Mekil. You can be more.
Didn't say once a long time ago that the Shitas that he is like a
There was Shitas that he is called a Muchsuk because he's holding it for the owner. So this is what the Yehuda answers. That my kashas on the Nebuki Yosef are all from Mominus, but not being Motzi Momin from a Mosef. And that's what the Nebuki Yosef meant. And the Nebuki Shmait is going to have an issue with this, because what the Yehuda is implying is that the Gemara in Hamadir, which is where the Nebuki Yosef is coming from, when you don't say Kamimsa Kanhoya, is to be. I mean, you know, the Yehuda is interpreting the Nebuki Yosef that you don't say Kamimsa Kanhoya by moment to be Motzi from a Muchsa. You say it by Eishasish to determine Kurto Velaspamya, to determine the get, but you won't use it to be Motzi moment.
But you will use it Lahatzi.
You use it even if it's not Lahatzi, even if, as long as it's not Lahatzi. Because of the Yash of the Kabbalah of the Mukhi Yosef, the Machalik bin Issa, the Mom, and the Dafka, the Hotzi Mom, and Mechas Kaso, Chomer Yosef, and Yashis Ish, Abu Bahai, the Kosu Toysa, the one Chashina, the Sheila, for example, Haina Bamosi, Peres Bakli, that you will return it based on giving a simon to the Kli, which you don't do to identify a dead person. Which the Gemara is not sure if it helps to give back a get a simonim and say it's a valid get. Kivin shezeh shemotzol vadeyena shelo, so he's not a muchzut. Mein moitziyim bishum cheskos adam, you're not being motzi from a muchzut. Ayin shom. Benerim midvarov.
Where are we? Just in the big picture. We're just trying to explain the Ramban.
Big picture, Bereish of Barla Kid. The big picture where. The Nebuki Yosef explains the Ramban that Rava's Shita is Kanimsa Kanhoya. In the big picture, the Shmaitza says, what? Kanimsa Kanhoya is only a Chumra. The Nebuki Yosef, now he's gonna answer the Ramban. By introducing the Nebuki Yosef's kasha on the Ramban. How can you say that Rava's reason is Kanimsa Kanhoya? Here we pass him like Rava. And in Hamadir, we pass him not like Rava. And there, Rava Pachas says the Feirish Kanimsa Kanhoya. But we pass him like Ravashi. You don't say Kanimsa Kanhoya. That's the Nebuki Yosef's kasha. The Nebuki Yosef's answer on the Ramban is that what Hamadir? There you don't think I'm into Kanhoya by moment, but by Issa you do say. Frekinoy to Behuda, what? More Machmer by moment than Issa, that's weird. You find cases where you're more machmir by Isra than by Momin. So the Behuda answers that the Mukiyah is only man, you don't say Kamisa Kanoya to be Motzi from a Mukhsa. Not Momin versus Isra, but to be Motzi from a Mukhsa, that is difficult with the Bayal Mariah. And you can't be Motzi with Kaninsa Kanhoya. That's how we pass it. Okay?
What about Eidus? We're also in the image day, and certain.
Well, I don't know. He's talking about Eishas Sish. I don't know. But Nirim Mitzvorov, now the Shmaitz's problem is, the Noyd Behuda is implying that the case in Hamadir is a case of Lahutzi Mom. Right? And that's why we pass on like a Vashi. And that's the pshat in the Mukiyos. But near mitzvah b'shem mechalek min hayda hamadir b'shem dehu lahoytzi momen mecheskasa. V'amayim b'suk yisham b'hamadir, which we have no choice but to do a little, yiroya mevuar, the ravashi, the polag al rova, the chazok and the kanintza kanhoya, in the sugin amadir, we're not just talking about lahitzi moment, let's say the suba from the bow, but lahatzik moment. Baha Ravashi, now here he throws in an hour gemara, if you look, it's Abaye, it's not Ravashi. So now I'm going to read from the Shmaitz of the Bueras, relax. We'll see, we'll try to do it without looking into the Gemara. We'll try. Maybe tomorrow we'll learn the Gemara inside. Okay, you have a woman, we know the case really, pretty. A woman that they found woman after Erisin. When did those women come? If they came before Erisin, it's a Megachtos. And if it came after Erisin, it's tough luck. It's not Pasadeya. It happened on his watch, so too bad. The Baal wants to get rid of her without Tzuba. He doesn't want to give up Tzuba. He's saying the Mumen were there before Erisin. The father, that's the case, talk about that. Naira, the father's demanding, it's only Erisin and not Nisuin yet. The father's demanding Tzuba's veto. He's saying what happened after Erisin. So if she is still now in the father's house, meaning they discovered the woman when she was in Arusa, so the Og has to bring the Raya, the father has to bring the Raya. The father, they discovered the woman in the father's house, the Mishnah says the father has to bring the Raya that it happened after Erisin. The Tzapkos Adeyu. Otherwise the Baal can say it happened before Erisin. And I'm going to have to bail of a Raya. If they discovered the woman after Nisuin, when she was in the Baal's Rishus already, then the Baal has to bring a Raya that the woman was there before Erisin, and it was a Mekach Tos. But if he doesn't bring a Raya, the father's Nemah to say that it happened after Erisin.
To his Moti.
Right?
To his Moti.
Yeah. So the Gemara doesn't know the Chilak yet. The Gemara wants to know why in the Reisha the Baal's Nemah. Why in the Reisha when they discovered the woman when she was Bebei Saviha after Erisin they discovered it there the Baal's Nemon and the father has to bring a Raya to be Motzi from the Baal, that means Motzi Mechavel of a Raya, right? You don't follow Cheskes Aguf to say it happened after Erisin. Following Cheskes Aguf, we say it happened at the last possible time, it's saying it happened the latest possible time, so that would be in favor of. You don't say it to be Motzi, right, to be Motzi Mama. But in the Seifa,
you don't be saying Kanzinsa Gahaya.
Whoa!
Here you're saying,
you're smart. We're not smart yet. But in the Seifa, when she's married already, the father's Nemon and your Motzi Mamon, so L'chor, why are you Motzi Mamon? Why? L'chor, because of Cheskos Aguf. Why in the Reisha you don't follow Cheskos Aguf, and in the Sefer you do follow Cheskos Aguf? That's the Gemara's Kash. Rava says, really, we would follow Cheskos Aguf, and we do Motzi Mamon, and that's the chat in the Sefer. That's the Saguf. It happened the latest possible time. We start now, so it happens after the Suin. It's not Kosadeyu. Yomotzi Mama with Cheska Saguf. If you want to learn like a huge, 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 huge Pnei Yeshua, that's the whole thing. But that Gemara Rashi wants to shout. That's what we're assuming now. That Cheska Saguf is Moitzi from Cheska Mama. Cheska Saguf is the most powerful Kazov. So Birur!
We also learned this Gemara. So we don't go from Shus with Shus. That was the answer. That's how we
whoa, would you calm down? Mashenkin, in the Reisha Rava says, since it was discovered at the father's house, we have something stronger than a Cheskos Aguf, which would occur in Moitzi Mammon. So why in the Reisha are you not Moitzi Mammon? Because we say, hit it.
Shus, we don't say
Kanim to Kanoya. We found the woman in the father's house. So what happened in the father's house, that overrides the Chazaka de Meikara of the Cheskos Aguf. Kanitza Kanoya. You found the woman in the... What? Why? That's what Rava holds. Rava holds it's stronger. It's a stronger Chazaka. He has sometimes clashes of Chazaka. You have to decide which one's stronger. So it's stronger. That's what Rava says. That's the source when someone says, Rava and Hamadir holds Kanitza Kanoya. This is the Rava that holds Kanitza Kanoya. And you might notice that here it's what? Oh, it's very good. It's Lahachzik Mom. Here it's Lahachzik. So far, so good. You're saying Kanimsa Kanoya, but that's Rava. Ah, Rava. Abaye or Ravashi. There's some confusion here about the Girsa. The problem is, asks Abaye or Ravashi, that the Sefer says that if you discover the movement in the Baal's Rishus, then the Baal has to bring a Raya that it happened before Erison. Why can't he just bring a raya that it happened in the father's house? Not that it happened, that they were there in the father's house. Why does he have to bring a raya that there were movement there before the erusin? Let him just bring a raya that the movement were there in the father's house. And you'll say, Kanimsa Kanoya. Why does he have to say that the movement were there before erusin? Okay, that's his kasha. And therefore you see, and he has a different teretz, a different mahalach, see that that wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. And now there it's Lahatzik Mammon. Right? It wouldn't be good that the Baal should be potter from paying Subah. Right? We're talking in the that the movement was discovered in the Baal's Rishus. So Ravashi says if you say Kanimsa Kanoya, then it should be enough for the Baal to bring a raya that the movement were there in the father's house. Even if it was after Erison. Not it happened after Erison, obviously. But they were there after Erison. So then he can say, Kanimsa Kanoya, it happened before Erison too, in the father's house. Now here it's Lahachzik Mammon, right? So Ravashi is proving that you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya.
Because if you did say it, it would work out.
If you did say it, then it would be enough for the Baal to bring a riot at the moment. Was there in the father's house, even if it was after Erison. But the Mishnah says he has to bring a raya that the woman was there before Erison. And he answers the steer of the Mishnayas in a different way. Now, Sotna Shmaitza, let's learn inside now. Vimke Muchach, the Haravashi, Rabaye, Hachiach Shami Masnis, and the Prince of Woman Bishus Habal, Alabala, Havi Raya, Sha'achelo Nasar, Shanoldu Bomumin. The Loitani says Ravashi, Rabaya, Achi Oviraya, she missed an Asar, so how you bum woman? Or it'd be enough to say that she had the woman in the father's house. The MK Mukach, says the Shmaitza, Tafilu Lahatzik Loi Mahani Kanim Sukanoya, Tabal Muksuk Biksubasa, Vitorach Abal Mesov Loksuba, Tafilu Mevi Raya, she missed an Asar, so how you bum woman? The Chazok and the Kanim Sukanoya, Messiah Labal, and still Ravashi is proving that you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya. So, how could the Noyza Beuza be correct? That the Mukiyosef meant that you only don't say Kanimsa Kanoya to be Motzi Mammon. If you look in the source of the Sugya, lo and behold, Ravashi, who says you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya, is Lahachzik. the chazaka the ka nimtzu b'sayei lebal amadu ravashi less like klal ha chazaka the ka nimtzu ka noya. A pretty strong kasha. See what that brain will say. I mean, this is really a real strong kasha. Hello. You're gonna have to call me in an hour. Right. Okay. So you see, not like the Noi de Behuda. You see that they hold even Lahatzik, you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya. So we're back to the. So what does the Mukheshus mean in this terrace? Again, he's asking on the Ramban. That explains the case of getting bumps from the case of the guy dying. That the Pshatan Rava is Kanimsa Kanoya, so that's why you're not Kleshus. There's another fellow by that name that went from Tavia Taspavia, but we pass, and you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya. They answered, that's his cash on the Ramban. He answered, that's by moment you don't say it, but by Issa you do say it. The Buddha says, what are you talking about? You're usually more machmir by Issa than by moment. Oh, because the Mugezu only means the Bimotzi moment. Yes, the Shmaitza, what are you talking about? If you look at the Makor of Ravashi, that doesn't hold of Kanitsa Kanoya, which is the whole basis of the question of the Namuki Yosef on the Ramban, he's talking about Lahachzik. So he must mean, Momen, you don't say it, but by Issa you do say it. Not only Lahoitzi Momen, you don't say it. Right? So we're back to the Noita Behuda's Kasha. How could you say that you don't say it by Momen, you do say it by Issa? Usually we're more machmer by Issa than by Momen. Okay, we'll stop here so I can go there and make a speech and be on my way. I'm like a monkey. You know, the monkeys here, like the organ grinder with the monkey. I have to go be the monkey. The organ grinder wants the monkey.
Except they don't get very good.
They don't pay.
The organ grinder didn't get good to return.
The organ grinder. Yeah, but that's what I'm a monkey. You should listen to my speech. Yeah. I gave you a sign. You didn't come.
I did.
You were here?
Yeah, I came a little late, but I heard here.
Anyway, there's an audio link and there's a video link. You can actually watch me, my handsome face.
That's the beginning. No, I heard
on
it.
Chas v'Shalom on YouTube. Actually, you don't have to go to YouTube.
And the Rabbi Chazer, the point.